This ESPN podcast is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com.
The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Cashel, radio host of the Chicago Bulls. Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000. Sports Medicine Weekly being presented in part by Align Med, by L-Source, by Athletico Physical Therapy, by ATI Physical Therapy, by Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, by Don Joy Orthopedics, by Karen Mulkin Health Consulting, by Integrated Orthopedics, and by MedWest. I'll soon be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls, co-head team physician of the Chicago White Sox, and sports medicine specialist from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Back to get it going right after this on ESPN Radio.
I'd been having knee pain for quite some time and did what probably a lot of people do. I just ignored it and hoped it would go away. After a month, I couldn't take the pain anymore. I went to my family orthopedic. He told me that I needed physical therapy. When I received my prescription for therapy, the first thing I did was search PT companies online. I came across ATI Physical Therapy. It's close to home, has some great reviews, and when I called, they verified my insurance and scheduled me right away. No wait, everything was so easy, and the staff was great. They kept my doctor informed of my progress along the way. Honestly, I looked forward to going to my appointments. ATI made me feel like my recovery was their most important priority. I'd recommend them to anyone needing physical therapy. The experience was something I'll never forget.
To learn more about what it's like to be a patient at ATI Physical Therapy, visit ATIPT.com and start your journey to get back to your best today. ATIPT.com.
Leading the way in cellular and tissue therapies, L-Source helps surgeons get their patients back in the game of life. Life-saving and life-enhancing allografts play a critical role in bone and soft tissue repair, helping to restore function and movement. To learn more about L-Source or L-Grafts, please visit L-Source.org.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
And we're back on Sports Medicine Weekly, Chicago's premier sports medicine program, coming your way each and every Saturday from 8:30 a.m. till 9, only on ESPN 1000. Our producer and board operator, George Katsarilos, our coordinating producer, Teresa Ann Seeger. I'm Steve Cashel, and subbing this week for Dr. Brian Cole is Dr. Chuck Bush-Joseph, our head team physician for the Chicago White Sox and orthopedic surgeon from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Dr. Chuck, thanks so much for being with us on this Saturday morning. Have you ever run a marathon?
You know, Steve, honestly, I haven't. I wish I could, but I didn't. But a few 5Ks and a couple of 10Ks is about the limit of my experience.
All right, that's fair enough. Now, have you ever covered a marathon on the medical side?
You know, being a sports medicine orthopedic surgeon for 30 years, I've covered several of them. And, you know, it's amazing the limits that people can put themselves through to get and complete such a task like this. And, you know, now we're in that post-marathon weeks, you know, where people are recovering. And this is the time where you start to see lots of these injuries start to come to the fore. And many of the runners are actually seeking treatment, or they're coming off that high that they had to complete that, you know, that really incredible task.
Yeah, we want to talk about Chicago Marathon last week here, and they had a beautiful day. I mean, is that ideal running conditions when it gets up to, you know, 75 or so, or is it better in the 50s, you think?
No, it's better in the 50s. It's better with a little overcast. You know, we're talking about heat transfer for the runners and water loss. And so, yeah, it was a beautiful day for the spectators. It was a beautiful day for the media. I think the runners would have preferred it a little bit cloudier and a little bit cooler.
Okay, well, I want to talk a little bit about the marathon recovery plan of action. And besides yourself being an expert, Dr. Chuck, on the medical side, let's bring in Chris Martin. He is a physical therapist with Athletico. Athletico does such an outstanding job, and he's located at the Bucktown, Chicago
franchise. And Chris, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly. So my big question is, so someone comes off a marathon. When can a runner who runs that marathon kind of get back to running? Does anyone run the next day, or do you suggest, you know, what's your suggested plan of attack?
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, after the marathon, really the recovery begins once you cross the finish line. So I always tell people, you know, take that week off, 2 weeks off after the marathon, let your body recover the way that it needs to. It was just a huge load on your entire body. So give it the time to replenish, get the nutrients you need. And then normally after 2 weeks of a break, you can go back to the training, so back to running, but at a much slower pace than what you're doing before the marathon.
Chris, what would you advise some of your patients? How much? If I'm normally a 3 to 5 mile runner, you know, 4 to 5 times a week, how much should I start running? That's the question, you know, our listeners always have. How much? How much? How much? And many of them, they want a recipe, but sometimes you can't give that. What guidelines would you give them?
I normally say after the marathon, what you can do is when you have taken the 2 weeks rest, then you can do a reverse taper. So that looks like what you did the week before the marathon, you're going to repeat that sequence of runs. So that might look like doing a 2 mile run, 4 mile run, 2 mile run, and then a 6 mile run. So no more than like 15 to 20 miles in that first week after the marathon that you're starting to run again, and then slowly build back up, kind of reversing the plan that you did to get to the marathon.
Chris, what are some of the physiological systems that are most affected after a marathon?
The marathon is a huge toll on the human body, so all systems are affected. But I think what we notice most as runners and then as physical therapists are the musculoskeletal system, the GI system, and then the integumentary system. So we're talking after the marathon, you're going to have sore muscles. You might have some issues going on as far as problems with the bones. It could be stress reactions, stress fractures, and then the tissue breakdown that occurs. So your muscles are sore. You can have this experienced muscle soreness or the DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. So making sure that you're taking care of your body, getting the protein that you need to help your body regrow and replenish your muscles. And then the GI system, I think, is a big thing, that when you're running, you're taking in all of these sugars and you're depleting your nutrient source. So afterwards, it's, again, very important to make sure you get your body back to its homeostatic balance. So making sure you're eating correctly, getting the rest that you need. And then for the integumentary, just tending to any blisters or rashes that occur, just skin breakdown from the extensive feat that you just accomplished of the 26.2 miles.
Chris Martin, our guest, physical therapist from Athletico. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Chuck Bush-Joseph from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, subbing for Dr. Brian Cole this week at Sports Medicine Weekly. Dr. Chuck, was your facility at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush busy this week? Did you see any marathoners come in? And what kind of injury do you see following marathons?
You know, this year was a little bit better than in years past. We have seen several of our physicians at MOR were covering the marathon, and luckily there was only one major cardiac event that actually the patient actually survived, thank God. I've already seen several where they come in with, I hate to say it, they ran through the stop sign. You know, they end up with a stress fracture or a severe case of patellar tendonitis or IT band syndrome, and now they're really in an injury phase as opposed to just a pure recovery phase.
So what's the stop sign?
Well, the stop signs in typical, when we say patients or runners are training for a marathon, they've got to run with a clean stride. And so if they can get through their run with a clean stride without breakdown, their head starts moving or hip rotation changes, then we say, yeah, keep going. But, you know, when they're in that, we're in that phase, you know, I'm in mile 20 and my hip is killing me, or my IT band is killing me, I'm going to run through it. This is the marathon. You know, this is like the finals.
Right.
You don't sort of bail. And so they do run through that and will give themselves significant overuse injuries or stress fractures. I had a patient about 10 years ago from the Chicago Marathon who had a complete stress fracture of her patella. Patella cracked and displaced. She finished the marathon.
Really?
Happened about mile 18. She was on such an adrenaline high, she was able to complete it. We had to operate on her the day afterwards.
Is that right?
And
strange, isn't it?
It is, but it isn't.
Unusual.
I have another patient who, a similar event, had a stress fracture of his femur, his upper end of the femur, finished the marathon, and actually collapsed walking home. Had to be taken by ambulance to the hospital, ended up getting a rod in the femur. So it's amazing what the human body can do, and certainly what the CNS, or the brain, can suppress pain and suffering when it's critical moments.
Wow. Chris, what do you see at Athletico, and what should people do when they suffer an injury?
We definitely do see an upswing after the marathon. We offer free injury screens, so we have a lot of people coming in that are wondering, hey, is this normal? Am I just sore? Do I have something more going on? So we'll see an upswing in the tendonitises or patellofemoral pain that Dr. Bashosha was talking about. And we always advise, you know, if it's not going away within a week and you're taking your time off, it's better to get you in and treat you now than let it linger. So that's kind of our approach with it.
Again, visiting with Chris Martin, physical therapist from Athletico. I'm Steve Cash with Dr. Chuck Bush-Joseph from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and also the head team physician for the Chicago White Sox. And Dr. Chuck, then what's your recommendation when these people, you know, maybe it's not an injury. Do you see anyone, obviously, and Dr. Cole and I talk about this a lot, you guys don't always want to do surgery. In fact, you always try to tell people we're not going to do surgery. When you need to do surgery, though, what kind of recovery is it then? I mean, you're talking about these stress fractures and you know, different things that are not that happen in these marathons where these people really get seriously injured and hurt. I mean, is it a shock to their system? And, you know, they as you said, they run through adrenaline, and then how long are they out for?
You know, if they suffer a fracture, in a fracture that requires surgery, those are 4 to 6 month affairs.
Really?
In terms of recovery, because a stress fracture heals slower if it displaces than a traumatic fracture. Luckily, the overwhelming majority of patients who suffer stress fractures or serious overuse tendonitis problems don't require surgery and generally get better. And majority of time when we see them, if it's more serious, we do recommend to people like Chris at Athletico, where they can guide them through a rehab program to get them back to their normal function. So I guess for the, you know, for our listeners, you know, you say that this is, you know, running a marathon is like having major surgery, or it's a major car accident where you had a multi-system stress to the system, and it takes a little while to come back. Certainly there's people, and I'm sure Chris has met them, that are just ultra. You know, they'll run 3 or 5 marathons a year because they've got a different set of genes than I ever hope to have.
So. Right, right, exactly. And Chris, do you guys set people up at Athletico for, you know, if they're thinking about running a marathon, and when should they begin that preparation?
That's a great question. So most programs are 18 weeks long, so that's looking about just over 4 months out from the date of the marathon where you should start your formal training. And that looks at just a slow ramp up in your mileage per week, and there's always some weeks that you taper back. But most programs that you'll find online or just through research are about 18 weeks long. And in those, if we have patients that are interested in running, I do video gait analysis. So it's breaking down people's running form to look at, hey, where are you weak? Where are you tight? What can we change to make you more efficient and also hopefully prevent any injuries along the process? Because, again, it is a huge load on the body, and we want to make sure that we're strong in the areas where you need to be strong and that you're able to protect yourself in the way that you need to complete the task without being injured at all at the end.
A lot involved, right? And Dr. Chuck, even footwear. I mean, isn't that important?
I think footwear is probably the most important aspect of running a marathon. And you know, and as Chris was alluding to, matching the foot to the shoe to the running style is a critical element. And these are times where I really do think that runners need professional guidance and advice from their therapist or a proper orthotist or somebody that you can really trust that has knowledge on the types of shoes to match to the type of feet. If it's a mismatch, it's going to be a problem.
And when do they go see someone at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush? I mean, when, you know, you're coming off a marathon, you're a couple weeks in, and you're going, boy, this isn't going away.
Well, that's the nature of the patient we see. Certainly, if the patient doesn't have visible changes, you know, significant swelling or deformity, yeah, you give yourself time to settle down and let's see what's going to settle out. And I think what Chris said is true, that after a week or 2 weeks, I still don't have full joint motion or I've got persistent joint swelling, it's probably worth an evaluation.
All righty. Good stuff. I really appreciate it. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. And for those who ran the marathon listening to us, congratulations. But be careful of those injuries. And as we said, Athletico does an outstanding job thinking about your marathon recovery plan of action. And, of course, Dr. Chuck at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Chris, take care of yourself.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All righty. Back with more of our show, Sports Medicine Weekly, right after this on ESPN Radio.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Mulkin's 14-Day Transformation Cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods Cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP Done For You Cleanse comes with a 14-day transformation wellness bag containing MCT Lean Vegan Protein Blend, fat-burning MCT Lean MCT Oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com or visit Karen's website at karenmalkin.com. That's KarenMalkin.com.
Correct alignment and good posture are keys to health and performance. Alignment, a science and clinical test-based company, addresses this fundamental wellness need through its revolutionary line of products. Wearing Alignment will dynamically train muscles and joints, strengthen and improve posture performance, and prevent injury. Elite professional athletes, leading doctors, physical therapists, active adults, and everyday workers already enjoy the benefits. And all you have to do to feel and look better is wear Alignment. That's why we say Alignment. Get into it.
At Athletico Physical Therapy, we know there is freedom from pain and you can get back to doing the things you love. Whether it's running an 8K, playing a game of tag in the yard, or walking safely to your car, pain should not slow you down. With locations throughout 8 states that offer complimentary injury screens, your choice to go with our team is the smart choice. Visit Athletico.com to request your complimentary injury screening and start feeling better with us today. Athletico, better for everybody.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at 4 Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Our show is Sports Medicine Weekly. Steve Cashel back with you on this Saturday morning, along with Dr. Chuck Bush Joseph, the head team physician for the Chicago White Sox, and orthopedic surgeon from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Many thanks to Dr. Chuck filling in this week for Dr. Brian Cole, my usual co-host. So let's talk a little bit, Dr. Chuck, about what you know best. I mean, you know an awful lot of things, but specifically in sports medicine, when it comes to the athletes in Chicago, as your role of the head team physician for the Chicago White Sox, and a little bit about postseason baseball. You guys, of course, won the World Series with the White Sox in 2005. You also appeared in the playoffs back in 2008. So what changes, Dr. Chuck, when you hit that postseason, when you're in the baseball playoffs from a medical team side?
You know, the playoffs are exciting. And, you know, this time of year, generally baseball takes a little bit of a lull when the NFL and college football starts. And then as the playoffs got ramped up and we're right in the middle of the playoffs and they're going and everybody's excited, baseball comes back in charge. And I got to tell you, everything, the switch flips. So everybody's happy. Everybody's willing to do things from both the player side, management side, and even the medical side that we normally don't do during a regular season. So all of a sudden, those pitch count limits start to go away a little bit, and the egos of leaving a guy in till the fifth inning to get a victory suddenly goes away, because if he's not performing, we're going to pull him in the third. And medically, you know, guys are willing to go further. You know, we have some players that, you know, that have to be in optimal condition to perform, and others will perform with soreness or injury and problem. Everybody's going to go out and play no matter what, and they're going to ask more of the medical team to help them perform and play. And so thus, we'll be a little bit more aggressive in our care. Certainly, the medications, the treatments, or considering injections, things that we normally wouldn't do in the ordinary circumstance.
Yeah, it's like we said, all hands on deck. We were talking a little bit off air about what changed in the playoffs. It's amazing. I mean, just watching them here this year, of course, the Cubs being involved in the playoffs this year, it was just, you know, every pitch is analyzed, every little everything. I mean, the fans are into the lineups and righty against lefty, and it just everything's more scrutinized than the regular season. You know, I mean, every pitch, it's amazing.
We're all fans, and now we're even more intense fans. I love sports. I love baseball, and I, you know, even though I'm the White Sox doc for, you know, 12, 14 years, I love watching the Cubs. You know, they've had a great season. They've had, you know, the playoffs were great. Everything has gone well, and to watch the high level of performance on both sides of both teams is really exciting. And you can see that, you know, that players go further. You know, we have players we know that have sore shoulders that we say you cannot dive. You can't dive head first for a ball or dive into second base. They're going to dive. You know, because if they think it's that microsecond that's going to get them to the base quicker or catch a ball that they wouldn't otherwise catch with a foot first slide, they're going to go for it. And this is the time of the year. All players recognize this opportunity doesn't come along very often. I know back in 2005 when the White Sox won the World Series, we ran through, we were 11-1 in the playoffs. We'll be here next year. We'll be here the year after. Yeah. Just like the Bears, we thought we had three or four Super Bowls, and it never came again. And so certainly when you're there, you're going to jump at it.
Absolutely. Well, I want to take me back, though, for like, all right, this White Sox season now, okay? Obviously not a postseason berth. So what happens when you guys kind of break for the season? And it was back in, you know, those first couple of days in October. Season's over. What do you tell the guys? Do they go through a medical analysis at that point? Are there MRIs? Obviously, you see every player. I know the Bulls do this. We talk with Dr. Cole about does it even on the plane, you know, during a playoff loss when the season's over, they'll be checking out guys and everything and kind of getting a record on them. But talk about baseball, Dr. Chuck, and how, when that White Sox season ends, what you guys do.
You know, Steve, it's very similar. We do an exit physical on every player. And so we've gone with them. We'll sit down with each player individually, go through their problems, what we've done, what we've treated during the season, and what are the expectations we have in the offseason. We had several players this year that are having offseason surgery. You know, Micah Johnson, Adam Eaton, Tyler Flowers, all of those things were problems that they dealt with during the season. We knew that we're going to come and require surgical intervention at the end of the season. So now we're in the follow-up care on these guys. They had their procedures. Luckily, all went successful, and we're expecting good results. Even somebody like Chris Sale. Chris had a big year. He threw a lot of innings, and he had no spring training because of his broken foot. We tell Chris, don't pick up a ball. So he's not going to pick up a ball probably until mid-December.
Is that right?
Before he's going to start to play catch. And it'll probably be late December, early January, before he's actually starting to throw off the mound. And so the expectation is we look at every player's got to have at least a month off where they're not throwing, and generally 6 to 8 weeks. And then we start to slowly ramp them up so that by the time they arrive in that second, third week of February, they can get up on a mound and throw nothing more than a bullpen. You know, throwing a baseball is a very hard thing on the body, and it's very hard on the arm and the shoulder. And so it is a little bit like thoroughbreds. We have to sort of treat them very gingerly, unless it's the playoffs. And then it's the playoffs, then you put the whip to them like any jockey would. So,
Dr. Chuck Bush-Joseph joining us here, head team physician for the Chicago White Sox. I'm Steve Cashel. It's Sports Medicine Weekly on this Saturday morning. That's interesting stuff. Now, what you tell Chris Sale to do, he can work out, he can swim, he can run, he can do anything. Just don't throw a baseball till mid-December.
Yeah, this is the same thing, Steve, that you and I have talked about our younger athletes. And in the younger athletes, we actually like them a longer period of rest. We want to make sure they've got 3 months off of not throwing.
Okay.
So certainly in our major leaguers and certainly in our pitchers, we're generally getting at least 2 months of rest out of them. And then generally we'll start to slowly ramp them up. But if from first day or first week of October until 1st of January, they're not throwing hard. They're throwing nothing more than just like catch and like toss.
Okay, what about the non-pitchers then? What do you know? Guys usually take a vacation right after the season. Do you see that? How many guys go right back into the weight room?
Virtually all of them take between 2 to 3 weeks off. Okay. So we see lots of our players, certainly, you know, those with major league contracts and established major leaguers, they're doing things that you and I hope to do. They're taking cruises and going to tropical areas and having lots of fun. Some of the players, actually the younger players who are early in their major league career or marginal AAA major leaguers, they may be playing winter ball. They'll play fall ball in Arizona or winter ball in Mexico or Venezuela. So the athlete who's sort of on the run, on the come or on the rise, he's got more baseball left this time of the year.
Wow, and at some point they have to shut it down, though. I mean, is it hard to just play baseball year-round? You don't suggest it for 12 months or even a major leaguer, correct?
Absolutely. You know, your body needs rest. You've got to cross-train baseball is a lot like other things we've talked about. It's a marathon. And so you don't prepare for a marathon in the course of a couple of days. And what we say, you get ready for the season, the prior off season. And so you make Herm Schneider use this. We use this term all the time. You have to make the deposits into your bank account, and you've got to make sure that bank account is flush by the first week of April, because then you're going to be making withdrawals all season long, and you want to make sure you still got some coins in the tank that last couple weeks of September. And obviously, you see a team like the Cubs that peaked at the right time and really had a great finish and a great playoff performance.
You mentioned Herb Schneider, of course, head team trainer for the Chicago White Sox. And long time, was he 30? He seems like plus 30 years or
He's
so.
Plus 30 years. He's the senior most trainer in Major League Baseball.
Is he really?
Absolutely.
That's amazing. That's great. And do you work a little bit with Herm then in the off season? When will you guys communicate? And after, you know, you mentioned the guys that are having surgery, how is that communicated down the line and what the next step is for those guys?
You know, we're watching all these players. We're communicating. In most instances, we're doing the surgery, and then we let them go home to their local residence, and then we supervise them. Many of the players will actually go to Arizona, where we maintain a training staff that will help rehabilitate these guys in the off season. And then there's lots of communications. Actually, for me, we're just entering the hot stove leave, just like our fans. You know, as soon as the season's ended, especially when you have a tough season like us of the Sox, Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams are asking me to review medical records on prospects that we're thinking about, whether in trade or free agency. We'll bring people in. Like I said, with the winter meetings coming up the first week in December, there's a lot of action going on. This is just the start for the off season for all of us.
Your season never ends.
It ends for the players, but for nobody else, we'll say.
And what's a typical, Dr. Chuck, workout for these major league players? You know, so they take 2 weeks, 3 weeks of vacation. The pitchers don't throw till mid-December, as you touched on. But for an Adam Eaton, you know, if he wasn't coming off surgery, a typical, you know, position player, do you suggest they get in the cage? Do they start throwing again? Or is it, if whether you're a pitcher or a position player, do you really just, you know, not try to throw for a couple months?
Again, on the throwing side, we try to shut them down on throwing. On the hitters, it's a little bit different, Steve. Some guys, the hitters, are just so religious about it. Like Paul Konerko, he had a cage at his home in his backyard. He always has to swing. After a couple minutes, he's got to swing. Other players, they don't want to pick up a bat. They don't want to pick up a bat until mid-late December.
Really?
So it varies from player to player. Every player leaves the complex with a prescribed workout program over 6 to 8 weeks that Alan Thomas, the director of strength and conditioning, will prescribe for each individual player, what his goals are and what the expectations are and their metrics in terms of their weight, their conditioning, their pulse, all those factors.
Interesting stuff. That's Dr. Chuck Busch-Joseph. I'm Steve Cashel with Sports Medicine Weekly on this Saturday morning. Back with more after this on ESPN Radio.
Leading the way in cellular and tissue therapies, ElSource helps surgeons get their patients back in the game of life. Life-saving and life-enhancing allografts play a critical role in bone and soft tissue repair, helping to restore function and movement. To learn more about ElSource or allografts, please visit ElSource.org.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at 4 Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
Midwest Orthopedics at Rush is nationally recognized as a leader in comprehensive orthopedic services. As team physicians for the Chicago Bulls, Chicago White Sox, and Chicago Fire Soccer Club, their physicians understand the importance of quality care for high-performance athletes and weekend warriors. Regardless of the level of the athlete, recreational, high school, college, even professionals, Midwest Orthopedics at Rush strives to provide the highest quality, state-of-the-art healthcare services. To better serve their patients, they provide expert care across 4 Chicagoland locations, with a new location in Northwest Indiana coming soon. Their cutting-edge research, diagnosis methods, and treatments make them the highest-ranked program in the state of Illinois by U.S. News and World Report rankings. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit them at rushortho.com or call 877-MD-BONES. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, when only the best will do.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Well, that will do it for another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly. Many thanks to our producer and board operator, George Katsarilos. Our coordinating producer is Teresa Ann Seeger. We also want to thank David Cole for managing the website and our business operations, as well as Samantha Smith. For Dr. Brian Cole, I'm Steve Cashel saying so long. Thanks for listening to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000. Back to do it again next week. We'll see you then.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.